Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, the comedians that perform here, and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what helps make up our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Dawn Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. I'm excited to introduce you to Amanda Softley, performance manager of the Sype Center in Bridgewater. It's named for a store that operated in the same location on the main street of Bridgewater in the early 1900s. The Sype Center shows movies weekly and has a stage for smaller performing arts groups, concerts, and guest speakers. A graduate of Eastern Mennonite University, Amanda double majored in theater and history. Her passion is community connection and enrichment through shared art experiences and creative placemaking. She is a community connector, people and project manager, researcher, and writer. Welcome to the show, Amanda. It's great to have you on today.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yes. This is so exciting to me because I've been in the Sype Center and I just think it's a tremendous facility. I love that we have this new jewel, relatively new jewel in the Shenandoah Valley that people can enjoy with all that you offer. And before we get into that, though, I'd like to start this interview just getting to know you a little bit better. You attended Eastern Mennonite University. So are you from the Shenandoah Valley?
Yeah. So I grew up in Singers Glen, which is pretty close to EMU, maybe 20 minutes from Bridgewater. I'm not Mennonite, but I did grow up in a Brethren church, which is close to Mennonite.
Yes, it is. Okay, that's great. And did you want to go to Eastern Mennonite University? Is that what you knew you wanted to do all along? Or what was that journey like?
I actually went to EMU thinking that I was going to transfer somewhere else, but then I fell in love with their theater program and I stayed.
Oh, and then why did you, you were double majored in history. Was that planned?
Well, I started out as a history major and then I added theater. For most of my life, I thought that I would go to school, major in history and pre-law, and then go to law school. But it turns out I fell in love with the arts instead.
Totally different direction.
Yeah.
Lawyers do perform, but this is definitely different. Well, I'm glad you did that. You have a very interesting, even academic career because you spent a semester abroad living, learning, and traveling in the Middle East. What was that experience like and what were you studying over there?
So one of the things that I love about EMU is that they require you to take a semester abroad. And so I chose the program going to the Middle East. So we traveled through Israel and Palestine, Jordan, Turkey, Egypt, and then we ended the trip in Greece and Rome. But we studied Arabic language, which I can't speak at all. it didn't stick.
No.
Yeah.
Not even one word. Not even one word, Amanda.
I remember them saying a lot, and this is very Palestinian, Yalla Habibi, which is like, let's go, let's go.
Okay.
So we stayed with host families, both in Palestine and in Israel. We learned a lot about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Saw a lot of ancient architectural sites. It's kind of magical to go and visit this place that you've read about your whole life or that you've learned about your whole life. And for me, I think growing up in Rockingham County and spending most of my life here, being in a totally different culture was amazing. And it, I don't know, it just opened my eyes a lot. It also made me realize that people everywhere are just people. We all want basically the same things.
Yeah, that human connection, regardless of language, is universal.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Then what led you to the position you have now after graduation to the role you have as performance manager at the Sype Center?
So I, in undergrad, focused a lot on stage managing and directing. So I have a lot of those behind the scenes administrative skills that are necessary for my job. I'm not a performer. You're not going to see me on stage singing and dancing and acting.
No. that's not a chance. Not even at an open mic.
Probably not.
Okay.
So I've always wanted to do something in the arts. I think one of the things I'm really passionate about is creative placemaking and the idea that, you know, New York City and London don't own the arts. We have arts everywhere and we need to make them accessible to folks. So what I love about the Stipe Center is that they're bringing it to Bridgewater and they're making it open and accessible to everyone in the surrounding area.
I'm really glad that you shared that, because I was going to ask you what you meant by creative placemaking. As a new phrase to me, did you coin that? Where does this come from?
No, I definitely didn't coin it. Okay. It was definitely a buzzword in the arts world for a long time. It kind of still is, but it's just the idea that the arts belong everywhere. Mm-hmm. And that we can make art wherever we are.
That's true, too, you know, because we all get so much from the theater and the stories that are told or the music that is shared, which is also another form of storytelling.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I
mean, there's a reason that live arts have survived well into the digital age. There's just something special that happens that you don't get when you watch a movie or any other type of media.
I agree with that. I'm so glad it's still alive and well, of course, myself personally. And the Stipe Center is amazing to me. It looks like, from what I have been reading about it to prepare for this interview, it's the town of Bridgewater that actually owns the center. Is that right?
Yes, we're owned and operated by the town of Bridgewater. There are a few other models like the Stipe Center out there where the local government owns a performing arts center. So I think they looked at that, but the town really wanted to make use. This building that the Stipe Center is now used to just be a rundown. But my whole life, it was basically a dilapidated building that no one used. Mm. And so they had this vision to create a community space that could be multi-purpose and bring people together and bring arts that folks otherwise might not have access to.
Okay. And that's what prompted them to construct it. And it was constructed, how long was that process and when did it start? Do you know?
So they started construction sometime in 2018. There was a lot of planning and meetings and all that good stuff.
Yes.
Well before construction started, but they started in 2018 and the first performance was in November of 2019.
Right. That was the Hunts, right? And an indie folk group out of the Chesapeake, I believe it is. I was looking at, yeah, that was really successful, wasn't it? Is the turnout greater than you expected for this first show?
Yeah, I mean, it was sold out.
Whoa. Good job, guys and gals.
Yeah, it was our soft opening. So, we weren't really, the town wasn't sure what to expect. Things were new. But the Stipe Center, when we opened, had a lot of steam behind it. We sold out almost all of our opening season as soon as we put tickets on sale. So folks were really excited and really behind it.
That definitely. They showed it by the pockets. That's really great. Then that was November 2019. And then the unexpected happened with the pandemic in March 2020 when the pandemic hit. What kind of impact did that have on the center?
So we were more or less completely shut down for about 18 months. When we reopened, with limited capacity. So we started out at, I think it was 33% or some crazy number. And then we bumped up to 50% and then 75%. And that was mostly movies. We didn't do a lot of live shows when we were at limited capacity. I think the train is going now. We have steam, but it took us a while to get that same excitement back that we had when we opened in 2019.
And getting people out. Are you back at 100% capacity now, or it's 75?
We're at 100% capacity.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And the train is definitely moving. You've got a lot of great stuff happening over there at the center that I'm really looking forward to talking about. I want to explore a little bit more about your role as the performance manager. Are you, how does that look like on a practical daily basis for you?
So I do a little bit of everything. I update all of the website and do all of the online ticketing. I book all of our performers, review their contracts, make sure that we're meeting the needs of their technical writers. You know, when they ask for apple juice in the green room, I make sure there's apple juice. I do. I communicate a lot with, we hire a sound technician, so I work a lot with him to get things down right. If you come to a live performance, you'll see me probably sitting in the booth behind the light board, making sure the lights are on. I book our movies and make sure that we have something showing on the screen and deal with all of the behind the scenes stuff for getting movies up. A little bit of everything. I report back to town staff what's happening at Sipe Center and make sure that they're okay with that.
Good job.
What else? I try to find, we've been adding local performers. So I've been reaching out to local folks to have them come and be on our stage, in addition to bringing in, you know, more nationally known acts. I think Sipe Center is a great space for local performers to come in and show us what they have. So we've been doing that too.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I think I saw Spencer Hatcher on there. Is Spencer Hatcher and the Old Time Gang is a musician that you're having come perform there. He's been on our podcast too. Right now, he's still at number one as the most listened. So,
Laughers,
wow. Yes. So he'll be performing over there at the Sipe Center. If you want to get to know him a little better, be looking out for that episode. If we would have known before now, we could have added that to his episode. But you never know. You could come on again. Maybe we'll have you both on here. You have no idea. No, yeah. The world. Yeah, right. The world doesn't know what's going to happen next. Neither do we. Oh, my goodness. So I want to ask about the movies that you offer there. Can you talk to us a little bit about that and what's running right now?
Sure. So we do, we're a second run movie theater. So that means we get things usually 3 to 4 weeks after they've been released at Regal. And tickets are just $5 for the general public, which I think is a great deal.
It's a super deal.
Yeah. Can't beat $5. So right now we have some kids movies playing. This week it's DC League of Super Pets. Next week it's Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. You can always check our website. As soon as we know what's playing, I'll update the website, put it on our Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. You also have these B-free tickets. The letter B-free tickets. What are those all about?
So those are for the residents of Bridgewater. Folks who live in Bridgewater and have a rec pass, which is open to anyone who lives in the corporate limits of town, can come to one movie every month for free. So they get those tickets in the mail and they just bring them to the Sipe Center and their whole family can come and watch the movie.
That's fantastic. I'm too bad I don't live in Bridgewater. That's what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah, you got to move to town. We have a good time here.
I see that. You definitely do. And you're having a lot of fun over there. You got the movies and the live performances. With those, you offer event packages. How do the event packages work?
So we offer through our ticketing system, it's called Pick Any Package. And if you choose 5 or more shows, you get a 10% discount on all your tickets. So if folks still want to get one for this year, they can, but certainly it'll be something to look at when we release tickets for the 2023 season.
Jeez, you're just offering all kinds of goodies over there. And their concessions now offers beer and wine, right?
We offer beer and wine at live performances.
Okay. Yeah. Not for the movies.
Not for movies, just for live shows.
Okay. I'm glad I asked that question and clarification. I didn't know that either. And then once a month you have an open mic. What kind of performing artists is this event open to? And if a laugher was interested in performing, what would they need to know?
Sure. So open mic night is pretty much open to anyone. We have sound hookups for folks who need them. They need to bring their own instruments or whatever they want. But we've had folks who play keyboard. We've had folks who play guitar. We've had a few comedians, a few storytellers, a few spoken word poets. But we're really open to whatever, and anyone and everyone is welcome. It's a free event. There's no cost to attend. There's no cost to sign up. We limit our sets for folks to 10 to 15 minutes. So they don't have to take a whole 10 minutes, but you should plan to end around 10 minutes. People can sign up ahead of time by emailing info@sipecenter.com, or they can sign up the day of the event. When they come in the door, they just need to put their name down on the clipboard.
That's simple enough.
Yeah.
That's simple enough. It seems to be well attended, right? The open mics.
Yeah, we usually have in the audience, I would say, anywhere between 50 to 75 people.
Yeah, that's a good amount of people for an open mic. And another great question to ask is, how many seats does the theater hold?
We have 154 seats.
Okay. That's a nice, yeah, I didn't know that. It seemed nice to me. I just didn't realize that was number. I was going to guess around 150, so it's pretty close.
Yeah.
If they were giving out a prize, I might have won it today. Yeah. You all hosted last summer a four-day camp for that was taught by artists and actors from Bright Star Touring Theater out of North Carolina. Was this the first summer theater camp for kids? And are there plans to offer another one in summer 2023?
So it was our first summer camp for kids. It was really well attended. We loved having them. This year, the kids created their own, with the help of the teaching artists, they created their own monologues and own scenes and performed them, which was a lot of fun. Next year, we're having camp in June. It'll be a little bit different. It's going to be with the Virginia Children's Theater. So they're bringing us a production of James and the Giant Peach.
Ooh.
And so campers will, during the morning, they'll take classes in acting and dancing and singing. And then in the afternoon, they'll be put into James and the Giant Peach as actors and performers. And so their afternoons will be spent rehearsing. And then Friday evening, the musical will go up for all their friends and family to come see.
That is super fun. So what ages is this camp for?
So it's open from grades, third grade through eighth grade.
Okay. Yeah. That's exciting. And if they're a laugher parent is out there interested in summer 2023, when would they be looking for that information to come out to register? Yeah.
So we will we'll release more information with our 2023 season guide in late November, and registration will open, I think, at the beginning of April.
Okay, great. I'm also personally curious. You've been there a little bit now, and you're the performance manager organizing all these great events. Has there been some favorites of yours that you've personally liked yourself so far?
There's been a lot. I think we have such a wide variety at Sipe Center. It's hard to pick one. One that stands out to me is Velocity Irish Dance. So they were exactly that. They were a group of Irish dancers doing their traditional tap dancing. And they had a group of musicians. That was a lot of fun. It was just a really joyful performance. Last weekend, we had a group here called Mutts Gone Nuts, which was a lot of fun. They train rescue dogs. So they do all these crazy tricks with the dogs. And they have this really funny comedian called Hilby, the skinny German juggling boy. It was a riot. But that one, I think, was a lot of fun. And it was fun to watch the audience. Like, parents loved it. Five-year-olds loved it. It was just a lot of fun for everyone.
What was the name of that event? That performance again?
Mutt's Gone Nuts.
Mutt's Gone Nuts. Okay, I missed that. Okay, I get it. So there were live dogs in there?
Yeah, they had, I think, a total of 8. Maybe it was 9.
Oh.
It was a lot.
I take it there were some dog comedians in that show.
Yeah.
Doing funny things. Oh, that's so great. I bet the kids, well, I would have loved that. That's beautiful. What are some performances or speakers coming up that you're really excited about?
So for the remainder of 2022, we have in October a group I'm really excited about called Take Three. They are a group of classical musicians who cover anything and everything. They do a lot of pop covers. That's a lot of fun. For any football fans out there, Coach Frank Beamer from Virginia Tech will be here in November. There's just a few tickets left, so if you want those, grab them now.
That is exciting.
Yeah. What else? We have a string quartet coming from the Richmond Symphony. And then we have a few Christmas-themed programs coming up in December.
Oh, let's talk about those. I want to hear about those Christmas ones. Tell me about those.
Yeah, so we have a group called Revoiced coming. They do, it's a 6-piece group of men who do a cappella covers. You might have seen them. They were on, I'm going to get the name of the talent show wrong. I think they were on NBC's The Voice.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, so
they're really good. I'm really excited about them. We have Virginia Repertory Theater coming to do 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, just a nice family classic.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. I love Christmas stuff. So mark your calendars. Do you know offhand the dates? It's okay if you don't, because they can go to the website. But if you had it, that would be awesome.
I don't have them in my head. Sorry.
I know. It's like you manage more than one thing.
Yeah. Oh, and I think this is going to be a lot of fun. We have something called Frosty the Musical coming. So everybody knows the story of Frosty the Snowman. So that'll be on our stage too in December.
You got a few fun events coming up that are very festive in December. That's great. And this is all happening in this new building, the Sipe Center. But as indicated in the intro, this was a namesake for a store that was once operated there in the 1900s. Do you know what the significance is, or what that store sold, or what anything about it you can share with us?
So my understanding was that it was a general store. You could go in and get your groceries, your nails, your coffee, whatever you needed. There's a really fun picture of it from the early 1900s hanging in the lobby at Sipe Center. But for folks who want to know more, I would encourage them to go to the Bridgewater Historical Society. They're the experts.
I would imagine. And that's very cool. I did not realize you had a picture of the store inside the Sipe Center. Is that in the lobby toward the front near concessions?
Yep, right in the front of the lobby.
That's exciting. Yeah, I'm really excited that this creative placemaking has happened for the town of Bridgewater, and that it's not just available to the residents, but also visitors and anybody that wants to come visit and see the beautiful performances and movies and catch the guest speakers, the exciting ones even having come up, like Coach Beamer. That's pretty cool. My son was recruited all over the country for football, and Virginia Tech was high on his list. And a big reason why is because of Coach Beamer. And I loved meeting him. He's a wonderful human being. And one thing he said to me that really stuck out is, you get what you emphasize. And you guys are emphasizing bringing the arts to your community and doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Well, as we wrap up here, Amanda, can you share with the Laughers how they can follow the Science Center on social media or otherwise to get more information?
Sure. So Science Center is on Facebook, just as that, Science Center. They can always check our website to see what's coming up, or if they'd like to get an email newsletter, we send those out monthly, and they can go to sipecenter.com and sign up for that.
Oh, I love that. And you have, did you say Facebook?
Yes, we're on Facebook as Sipe Center.
Okay, excellent. Laughers, will be sure to put this information for you in the show notes as well. And thank you, Amanda. This has been super fun to learn all things the Sipe Center. It's been a pure delight speaking with you today, and I am looking forward to checking out more events myself held at the Sipe Center. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been great.
Yes, it has. Laughers, to get more information on their upcoming events, movies, and performances, be sure to visit their website at sipecenter.com. That's sipecenter.com, sipecenter.com, and follow them on social to see what's happening and get plugged in. We'll be sure to put all their info in the show notes for you as well. And of course, lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, Laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring a show to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share us with a friend. Until next time, cheers.